The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene Marks, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, and I hope that listeners spend a good part of their day listening to Chai FM, especially the Israel Report.
Absolutely couldn't agree with you more, but I must tell you that sleeping stat really shocked me. But to serious things, the new incoming Secretary of State, what is their stance going to be vis-a-vis the American stance on the Iran deal?
Well, this is very interesting, and you know, we are just hours away from inaugurating Joe Biden as the 46th president of the United States. And it's very interesting to look at the cabinet or the administration that he has put together. It's a quite historical majority, Catholic and Jewish. We also have the first trans person serving on his in his administration, the first female vice president of color, and a very interesting choice for Secretary of State in the form of Antony Blinken. And I know if you have watched it, if you've watched Robin Hood Men in Tights, you'll be familiar with the A. Blinken joke. And, you know, a lot of us who commentate have had to get it out of our system. You know, A. Blinken, Secretary of State, Antony yeah. Blinken. So we're getting it, you know, we've got to get it out of the system. But a very interesting choice, and he's come out speaking, and he is somebody who is seen as a great friend to Israel, as is Biden, as we spoke a little bit about yesterday. If we look at the personality differences between Obama and Biden, and I spoke a little bit about Michael Oren and, you know, the serving ambassador from Israel to the United States during the Obama administration and just what he encountered as Israel's emissary there. But now we're talking about Antony Blinken, somebody who's known to have a friendly disposition towards Israel. And he said, you know, that the United States are seeking a longer and a stronger agreement. And basically, if Iran comes back into compliance, they would as well. But, you know, of course, here in the Middle East, where we sit, where we literally sit in the crosshairs of Iran, you know, we can't dismiss the rhetoric coming from the Iranians, the rhetoric, especially as far as Israel is concerned. And you couple that with the enriching of uranium and the parading of their weapons through the streets of Tehran, as well as the proxies, etc. So a lot of us are looking at this thinking, you know, are you being naive? Or maybe is it very much like an American ideological thing, you know, that, you know, maybe if we just get them to comply, we can get them to, you know, to come to the fold, which I think is pretty naive. But he has said, and he's gone on record as saying that, you know, whatever happens, they will engage their allies, their strategic allies, especially Israel. They will speak to Israel first before going into any kind of agreement. And this time, you know, we're not going to be caught. I don't want to say with our pants down because, you know, we're talking very serious issues here, Simon. We don't want to be caught unawares. And we are ready for engagement with the Biden administration. We have our task force, our military, our diplomatic corps, everybody at the ready to deal with any kind of returns to an agreement that would be detrimental to Israel's national security. And of course, as I said yesterday, we have a very, very different scenario here in the Middle East as far as allies are concerned. 4 years ago, or 5 years ago at least, or when the Obama administration was in, we didn't have the friendlier ties that we do today with Gulf countries. So hopefully we will see some great kind of momentum. Also very interesting is, as Secretary of State, is he going to push with the Abraham Accords, an exclusive interview with the Times of Israel and outgoing Trump administration officials saying that next on the list was Mauritania and Indonesia, but they literally ran out of time as the administration came to an end. Let's see if we can continue the momentum. It's certainly good for the region, as we are seeing day in and day out the fruits of peace bearing, or the seeds of peace rather, bearing more fruit daily. And let's see what the administration has in store for us. I like to be optimistic.
Yeah, we all like to be optimistic, but I must tell you, Rolene, you and I have chatted on many occasions in the past, quite distant past, about the fact that Bibi Netanyahu was turning Israel into a partisan issue in the way he treated Obama, in the way he related to Trump. And it could be argued that there's going to be a price to pay.
There may be a price to pay, and there may not be a price to pay. We've also got to look, and again, I go back to my point that we have two very different personalities in the form of Biden and Obama. Biden is much friendlier towards Israel. He's actually a personal friend of the Prime Minister as well. I think the Prime Minister was caught in a very, very difficult when Joe Biden won the presidency. You know, how do you deal with somebody the likes of Trump, who he has been so overtly friendly with? And one of the problems is that he did not focus as much attention as he should have on the relationship with the Democrats. And I'm hoping there won't be as big a price to pay. We also have to remember that these are two countries who enjoy a special relationship, a very, very strong relationship that enjoys bipartisan support. And that, you know, those voices that we hear, and we'll speak about one of them in a minute, are very, very small. They're a small minority. They're on the fringe. And the reason that they get so much coverage that they do is because they go against the majority.
We're going to talk now about COVID, but I just want to refer to the fact that I spoke about an hour ago the front page of Yediot Ahronot newspaper today in massive typeface saying, Kach nechshalnu, this is how we failed, and went on to list how, in their opinion, Israel failed in its handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. You've crossed this terrible threshold of 4,000 people dead. Are you extending lockdowns? Are you not extending lockdowns? Where are you?
We are extending lockdown to the end of January. Lockdown will end on the 31st of January. Coupled with this, we've opened up the vaccine age to those aged 35 and above. So we're really trying to push for that. But we have a problem. We spoke about it during at length yesterday. We had more clashes today. At least 17 people arrested from the ultra-Orthodox community for not complying. We had another wedding last night that had to be broken up. And it's frustrating Israelis. It's frustrating the government. We need to see a certain element of society complying with the lockdown, and also making an effort to get vaccinated. It's extremely, extremely frustrating, as on one hand we really continue to achieve, and on the other we are faced with this internal strife that we can't seem to get under control.
Vaccinations for pregnant women, what's the stance in Israel?
Well, the health ministry is recommending vaccinations for pregnant women, and I think this is going to be quite a controversial issue. I'm not a doctor, so I can't comment on the effects on a pregnancy or on the woman, on the fetus, but this is something that did make headlines today, which I thought was quite interesting and might be quite controversial. We do have breaking news that the U.S. Supreme Court has been evacuated for a possible bomb threat.
Can't sound surprised. I want to talk to you quickly about the squad, Rashida Tlaib in particular. Who's she upsetting now?
Well, she's upsetting me, Simon.
Why is she upsetting you, Rose?
Rashida Tlaib, whose grandmother lives in the West Bank. Rashida Tlaib was on a Zoom call last night where she said that Israel is a racist state because we are not giving vaccines to her grandmother, who has no access. Again, it goes back to this comment that I've been making for now several weeks. Israel is not responsible for vaccinating our Palestinian neighbors. As per the Oslo Accords, and I know that there will be something, yes, but Geneva Convention, the Oslo Accords, which is the binding agreement, clearly states Palestinians wanted, and this is also as per the health ministry, autonomy over their health care, and this includes vaccinating their population. Israel is not denying Palestinians their right to be vaccinated. We are not responsible for their right to be vaccinated. We also don't want to infringe on their autonomy, which would also be criticized. So damned if we do, damned if we don't. But Rashida Tlaib really is spreading very, very divisive politics. I know it's an issue in South Africa at the moment, which is why I am addressing it. But for the record, our priority is to our citizens, including Arab Israelis who are getting vaccinated. Our priority is not to vaccinate the Palestinians who want to be responsible for their own health care and will be receiving Russian Sputnik vaccines within the next couple of days.
And with that, Rolene, you took us absolutely beautifully to 5:30, so we're going to leave it there. And you and I will finish up the week tomorrow afternoon at the same time.
We absolutely will.
Cheers, Rolene.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.